This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it, if you see me shooting it in a video or something else, I got it from Ammunition Depot. Check them out. We're going to just kick this off with the philosophy of guns, part two. Last night I led off with the public health argument, which on its face, when you take statistics, well, it turns out that guns are come in last as the public health menace. So not a good way to go, gun grabbers. And, you know, for gun control to work, there's going to have to be a different kind of argument put forth. And it's going to have to be based on fact, and it just doesn't exist. So instead of trying to overpower their opponents with facts, because there's none that exist this way, they're going to have to try to persuade them of some value of gun control. And that requires getting clear about their own vision of citizenship and government, a political philosophy of peace, not mere safety, and recognizing and responding to the philosophical arguments gun rights advocates make. Now, for most of these gun grabbers, there are those who believe they have this underlying concern of not objective statistical risk, but a feeling of vulnerability as citizens. Gun rights make many Americans feel afraid of what other citizens might do, and that subjective feeling matters in a way that mere statistics cannot. However, it's all based upon a media-shaped message. And that's a problem. Now, because of the media's message, you've got people worrying about arguments about parking spaces turning into a gunfight. About racist fools shooting their son for wearing a threatening hoodie. They worry about maniacs with military-style weapons turning up at their children's school or their church or their subway car. Now, in this light, mass killings matter not because they present a significant public health risk to our lifespans that should be analyzed like a car accident or a cigarette, but because they are deliberate attacks on our society to be analyzed like terrorism. Mass killers are nearly always loners, lacking the political organization and agenda of regular terrorists, but they nevertheless engage in symbolic violence against civic institutions such as schools. And for the gun grabber and for the message they push out there, they use that as the message to push out there. And they terrify the people who don't take the time to look at it. After Sandy Hook, 56% of America thought that those kinds of shootings were on the rise. They thought it was on the rise. It's a very rare, rare phenomenon. Just ask James Allen Fox. I mean, he's not a pro-gun guy by any stretch of the imagination. He just crunches numbers, and he says they're static. Now, it is a truism of political philosophy that a necessary, if not sufficient, condition for the legitimacy of any state is its ability to provide its citizens with freedom from fear. Well, there are different routes for that. I don't have freedom from fear. I have an expectation of problems. We call this awareness. I do not look around. I do not have my phone, my head buried in my phone. I'm aware of, you know, who's to my left, right, when front, back, when I'm in a car, all of that stuff. That's just realism. That's just the world we exist in today. Others want the freedom to live as civilians rather than a state of militaristic hypervigilance. This is what they tell us we're in. Always ready and alert to respond to a deadly attack. Those who want to live their life that way, feel free. Feel free. But if you're looking for a warranty or a guarantee on your life, well, then those don't exist. They're not out there. Now, there's my view of citizenship and government, right, which is probably your view of citizenship and government. And then there's the other view. And this is why there's two views in play. In one political philosophy, government is there to help good citizens defend their rights and liberties for themselves. In the other, government is expected to guarantee security directly by removing the sources of fear. And there's a reason most gun control advocates are on what passes for the left in American politics and why they are often mocked as European. This is fundamentally a dispute about how citizens should relate to the state, and especially a dispute between the state as a guarantor of security or as a guarantor of liberty. Now, banning guns, without a doubt, might save a life or two. In specific instances. That doesn't mean that life is saved. It just means they're just not shot. So, all we're doing is removing a mechanism. Which the mechanism never matters. The tool doesn't matter. But this same logic would justify banning cars. And no one proposes doing that because, you know, cars provide benefits that outweigh their dangerousnessness. Even environmentalists who refuse to drive a car for moral reasons aren't motivated by road deaths. So, it is a symptom of their political blindness that gun control advocates refuse to admit the obvious political fact that guns have benefits as well as costs, like anything else out there. So, what do guns do for people? They do various things. They are beautifully made objects that, you know, as lefty gun lover Dan Baum puts it, like skydiving gave off a little contact high from the Grim Reaper, but they also make people feel more powerful and thus indirectly more in possession of their political rights as citizens, less willing to put up with being overmanaged and under-respected by the state. The gun rights movement looks upon citizenship as a very, very, I don't know, you got to be a very responsible person to be a citizen, and you've got to be very individualistic. Most Western politics are characterized by an overwhelming emotional and institutional dependence on a beneficent, all-seeing, all-powerful government. This plays a significant role in American politics, too. Just look at how Americans from all points on the political spectrum responded to 9/11. By demanding that federal government do whatever it took to make them feel safe again. Feeling safe again. It's about feelings. Feelings are almost like an emotion. You feel hungry, you feel apprehensive, you feel afraid. They want to be free of emotion, of emotional fear, which I don't know how government does that. We'll continue with this when we get back. It's fascinating. This is Lock and Load.
security. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one problem that the gun grabbers have is that violence is a localized phenomena. Gun violence is also highly localized and closely related to socioeconomic failures that state and city governments have many tools to address, and our decentralized democracy puts within reach of ordinary citizens to demand. The problem is that in these areas where, there's rises in violence, you have a bunch of progressives in place that do not seek to put those kinds of mechanisms in place for these people. Campaigning for a law, instead of going after the root cause of violence, much better and much more pleasant to campaign for a new law. It has a pleasing simplicity. Even if it is much, it's going to be as much use as banning cancer would be. They're not pragmatic. Pragmatism requires an experimentalist to see what works attitude rather than merely applying your theory of society to every problem, which the problem with the progressives is they think they should be in charge. And thus, they give the same answer to every question. Now, because violence is so localized, this is why there's not some gigantic uproar or outcry for more gun control. Because most of the crime that is out there are in gun-free enclaves, like New York City or Chicago or Baltimore. Or the entire state of New Jersey, Los Angeles, San Francisco. All this stuff is out there. The problem they have here is that they cannot delegitimize me and you. The problem they have here is they want to make you and me believe that a bad guy will be controlled by a deterrent. At the same time, they fail to address the circumstances of violence and the right of citizens to be free of it. Now, I don't expect the government to be there. There's just not enough of them, even today, as bloated and as fat and as obese as it is. So I prepare to deal with it initially myself. I will call the cops. I will call government to come and take care of this stuff. But I'm going to be alive to make the call. A pragmatic. How are you going into the chat room? How are you looking at this? Are you on your phone or something? Or because I most definitely am there. Am I showing up on the Listen Live list there? Daniel, is it Daniel tonight? Anyway, a pragmatic politics respects what works, and thus the known quantity of inherited institutions. It has no particular respect for tradition in itself. Got to see it. Got to experience it. Got to know that it's going to work in order to implement it. Progressivism is lip service to concerns that draw Americans to the, to Locke's philosophy of defending individual rights against the state. The unpopularity of that pragmatism on the right seems to relate to disagreement about what counts as a problem in the first place, such as gender or racial inequality. But this is a normal political disagreement by those more or less satisfied with the status quo, not a disagreement about how politics itself should go. And that, just when I say that, this should be the part that makes your blood boil. Okay? Let me say that again. In what are now considered to be normal political disagreements by those more or less satisfied with the status quo, being the Republicans and the Democrats, It is not a disagreement about how politics itself should go. So it is allowed to remain the same. It is allowed to continue to exist as it was, with no change, with no solutions. They simply cannot succeed in taking what is a localized problem and making it nationwide. And nor should they be allowed to succeed, because everything else they come with is all based and predicated upon a lie. So, founding fathers knew that we needed individual rights to prevent excesses and abuses coming from government. The progressives on this one, they simply lose. They cannot make the case. And that's part of the problem with what's going on right now. That is part of the problem. For them, it's not a problem for me. It's part of the problem with them. And all that, all things considered. Well, it's fun to watch, but at the same time, it just doesn't go away. And that's the part of it that bothers me the most. They don't ever admit defeat. There's a reason they want to take guns. There's a reason they want to take guns. Not necessarily because you are threatening them actively right now, because you are a threat to them. You can say no. So, whatever means that they can gin up is going to justify the ends. Being asked a question in the chat about how many rounds per weapon should be stored in your home. The question has bothered him since he may bug out. Let's talk about that when we get back, shall we? We'll talk about that. The bugging out versus the bugging in, and how many rounds and what you may want to have. Because that's an important consideration, especially the whole bugging out part. But we'll address that first chance we get. After that, we're going to move on to, you know, according to the DRGO, how the gun control movement continues to sabotage itself. Simply because we got to watch these cats. We got to watch what they're doing. They're quite imaginative, although they're not. Like I said, they've got the same answer for every question, no matter what it is. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the phone This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Being asked in the chat room about how much ammo to have in case you have to bug out. Now, let's just talk about the bugging out part of it. Let's get away from the ammo for a minute. If you bug out, it is said that you need to take a gallon of water per person per day with you. Now, a gallon of liquid is pretty doggone heavy. It is possible, I guess, to carry a bunch of carry a bunch of liquid with you to begin with. But what about when it's gone and you have bugged out and you no longer have that source? For that reason, okay, around here we've done a couple of things. Around here we have a bunch of creeks. So we have learned how to make impromptu water filters out of garbage, basically. Garbage and rocks and sand and dirt and all this other stuff. And you can make a decent water filter out of that, and you can filter water and drink it.
That's all you're looking to do. Running, taking off and running. There's a lot of variables in that. Now let's say that we have one of these EMP events, right? Well, you're going to have to carry whatever it is on you because your vehicle's not going to run. So, like here at my house, right? For the AR-15s and 5.56, I have about 7,000 rounds. Now, I don't have 7,000 rounds loaded into magazines. I've got, I don't know, maybe 2,000 rounds loaded in magazines. And I don't even know if I've got that many rounds loaded in magazines. I have 47 magazines times 30. Somebody do the math for me. Maybe that's even 1,500 rounds. So I've got 1,500 rounds loaded in magazines. That's not bad. No way I'm carrying that. No way. When I was in the military, a combat load was considered to be 200 rounds. The problem with that is that you had a supply system to reconstitute you, and you had people carrying spare ammo on them. You were carrying spare ammo on them. And when you would do this, you know, most of these engagements that happen either go out. If they go out and they're going to be gone for a little bit, they have a logistical train that is following them. If they're just going out for the day, it's just what they're carrying. So there's always a specter of being reconstituted with ammo and plates and food on the military side, which may not exist in a desperate situation if some sort of societal breakdown happens. So for that reason, around here at least, we got a little co-op thing going on here. Around here, there's enough weapons to arm a group and to give a fair accounting. We have a water source near us and everything else. We've got plenty of wildlife around here if we have to get to that point. But, you know, there's people that specialize in food, and there's people that specialize in medicine, and there's people that specialize in weapons. And we've all just sort of gotten together. We do not call ourselves a militia because we don't want to activate. However, from time to time, some of us do get together, and then we do train a little bit just to keep a couple of skill sets going, because cooking is not something you have to train to do, but shooting and moving is. Shooting and moving is something you might want to try here and there and everything else. So there is no such thing, no such number that I can give to anybody if something desperate happens to say, that's enough. I mean, if I'm going out on some sort of an operation, right, I'm going to have 200 rounds on me in positions on me to get to use in a desperate situation. And then I'm going to have maybe a like amount of that in a pack, just in case. And, I mean, that's 400 rounds, and that's roughly, you know, that's 14 magazines. Just to break it down. So, and when I'm talking magazines, I'm talking about 5.56 for the 9mm, which I carry. You know, I might have the weapon and three magazines to go with it. Because if I get down to the handgun, something bad has happened. I'm not knocking cooking. Cooking doesn't come in handy when you're in a firefight. Cooking is great. 23 and a half hours out of the day. It's the half hour you might be in a firefight that is bad, and you don't need to be able to cook. So, in answer to the question, one, I would not bug out. I do not intend to bug out. To where? Where am I going to go? If things happen and there's no communications and anything else and I have to go out on foot, that is basically just throwing myself out there in the open. I'm not doing that. I got friends here. We'll figure out what's going on. We'll at least marshal together, and then, you know, we have a better chance. And there's also skill sets involved in this. I mean, my son Todd is a blacksmith. He can fashion things out of metal. That will come in handy. So, in answer to the question, which I know this is not an answer, just think to yourself, how much water can you carry? And that answers the question about, are you going to bug out? Sometimes bugging out is, I mean, if there's a wildfire coming at you, okay, you've got to go. if it's just human beings, well, you can, depending on how much of a opposition you can give them, they're just going to go around you. Human beings, as a rule, don't want to get shot. At least that's my motto. But there's no proper answer, no correct answer as to what is the, how much ammo do you need. You need as much as you can get, as much as you can store up. And then when you're looking at that and everything, just ask yourself, do I want to throw that on a vehicle and run with it? Because there's an old saying in the military, ounces equal pounds and pounds equal pain. So everything you're picking up and you're carrying is going to be detrimental to your mission, to your mobility. Mobility is life in a situation like that. Being able to move, and when I say move, I mean place to place, not, you know, left to right or anything. I mean getting out there and doing what you got to do. Being able to move is life. So no good answer for that one. I know that, and I apologize for that. But there's never enough ammo. Remember that. There is never enough ammo. Very simple rule of thumb. My plans are with the ammo, I've got to find more. Somebody out there I know, there's a few people amongst us that are reloaders, so I'll be sitting there making buddies with them too. And this is why I only carry two calibers. This is why I only use 5.56 and 9mm. Because that's one rifle caliber, one pistol caliber. I got 6,000 or 7,000 of each. I'll probably get bored before I run out of ammo. So I hope that helped. Hope that was of use to you. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the gun grabbers are sabotaging themselves. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I'm going to call Ammunition Depot and see if they'll do a bug-out special. I'm going to ask them if they'll do a bug-out special. Although they're only going to be able to do it on a couple of calibers. And I'm only going to be able to probably get them, talk them into doing it on the main ones. If I'm successful at all. I'll keep you in the loop on that one. Keep you in the loop. One of the things the gun grabbers have to do on a constant basis is try to rebrand and repackage their message. They have to conceal their eventual goal of making firearms illegal for everyone, but the police, the military, and the bodyguards, who protect them, of course. Coming from Politico.com, a Democratic rag, if you didn't know that already, Democrats were urged to retool their gun message. According to a meeting last week in which gun control leaders were reminded once again to hide their real aims behind bland, inoffensive, and comforting language. I've been watching this debate, gosh, for 40 years. And that comes up over and over again. How to rebrand it, how to seem innocuous. The problem is too many of these controllers, well, they can't control themselves. They can't stick to the approved talking points. Now, of course, there is the Preventing Gun Violence Through Effective Messaging pamphlet that Bloomberg put out. You can find it out there. Search Preventing Gun Violence Through Effective Messaging. It's an 80-page PDF. Bloomberg put it together for all of these gun grabbers out there to go by. So they have one message. So the one message that you hear in Spokane, Washington, is the same one as in, you know, Florida. It was prepared for the gun control lobby by a PR consulting group that includes a member of the firm mentioned in the Politico article. And I don't know who that firm was. It describes many ways to twist the truth and parse words in order to obscure the goals of the controllers. Now, if you would prefer to read a shorter article describing this document, there's another one called A Handbook for Manipulation and Deceit, Rationalizations Included. But the problem is that controllers can't control their emotions. They're always running high. Their real feelings have been spewing out onto the internet for the last few years. My guess is that the biggest reason is frustration. They thought when they got Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama elected in 2008, their goal was in sight. Then when he was reelected in 2012, okay, surely he'll do it now. But no progress has been made at the federal level during those years. All of these executive actions he does are really just, you know, noise for the most part. When the Sandy Hook mass murder didn't result in a national crackdown on gun owners, despite a full court press by the president and the media, many of the gun controllers lost control of themselves. And since then, the web has been rife with manifestos like these. Coming from the New Republic, it's time to ban guns. Yes, all of them. Then L.A. Times, let's ban guns altogether. Then the Daily Cause, how to ban all guns, a step-by-step long-term process. Then there's a Facebook page, ban all guns from civilian use. I could go on and on with this, but if you want to, just Google ban all guns and see how many hits you get. So the point here is that it's just too late. It's too late for the gun control lobby to hide their true aim. Their advisors may think they can put the genie back in the bottle, but the truth is rattling around in cyberspace, and it's going to do that forever. So they can, you know, what are some of the new things they've come up with? There's gun safety. They can, you know, recite that like it's a mantra. And then the gun violence prevention, common sense gun laws. Don't want to take your guns away. And all you've got to remember is, you know, they're lying through their teeth. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. And bear that in mind. And vote accordingly. Vote accordingly. All of this repackaging. Then we get stuff from government, like Jay Johnson, Secretary of Homeland Security. He stated that common sense gun control is crucial to the safety of Americans and in the U.S. in the wake of the terrorist attack in Orlando that left 49 dead and 53 wounded. Which, the Orlando attack was an instance for the progressives where an endangered bird ate an endangered fish. You got two protected subsets of humanity, because that's what they do, they divide and conquer. You've got LGBT and you've got Islam. And Islam rolled in and killed LGBT. So what do? We change the subject. We got to go with gun control. Then we got this from Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. He said, as I said a few days ago, being tough on terrorism requires more than talk. Being tough on terrorism, particularly the sorts of homegrown terrorism that we've seen now in Orlando and San Bernardino, means making it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on assault weapons that are capable of killing dozens of innocents as quickly as possible. Well, you know, in San Bernardino, they bought California-compliant rifles there, Mr. President. I'm very sorry to tell you this. They were not assault weapons because those are banned in California. Likewise, you know, this cat... An assault weapon for the non-military is whatever you hit somebody with. It can be an assault hammer, an assault mailbox, my assault foot. There's all kinds of things you can assault somebody with, but it's entirely going to be based upon the situation and the instant. There are no weapons designed to assault. There are weapons designed with selector switches that are designed to, without... I'm not going to mess around with it, to kill enemies. Yeah. Pantsuit Clinton has called for a ban on sporting rifles. She calls them assault rifles. If you do that, then magically the terrorists will reform, you know, the ones who massacre the innocents without conscience and commit suicide in the name of Allah. If you ban assault weapons, well, that won't happen no more. It'll just go away. So why do they push the anti-gun agenda after each gun-free zone incident? You know, the rampage shooter, mass murder, rapid mass murder, terrorist attack. It's all about opportunity, plain and simple. This is the moment they smell the fear dripping off of the uneducated populace. Of course, it's also blaming the NRA. In order for the progressive thing to work, you've got to be able to point to something. You've got to be able to say, that's the problem right over there. And they know a couple of other things, too. They know they can't win on facts. They know they can't rescind the Second Amendment. They know they can't use logic because there isn't any. All they can use is fear, fear of an uneducated populace, or anger or frustration, and your seething feeling of social impotence against you. This is the only way for them to attain their goal of disarming our nation. And fear is a very powerful thing. According to the Religion of Peace from 2011 through 2015, there have been 13,157 Muslim terrorist attacks in roughly 58 different countries around the world. There have been 97,895 killed and 120,422 injured in these terrorist attacks, almost all of them countries that either have very strict gun control or a complete ban on guns. And what are the progressives doing? They refuse to admit it's radical Islam. And then second, to deflect from number one, they blame it on the NRA and AR-15s. That is the impotence right there. There's the impotence right there. When you cannot acknowledge what the problem is, ideology is the problem. Ideology is a problem. Do people get the moral high ground if they're cutting off heads? I don't know. We'll take a moment. Take a pause. Check my pulse. A few other things. Fill up the coffee cup. We're going to roll to hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.